What's going on, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you from the Appleton International Airport. I don't even know if you guys can hear me. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. Give me a shout out in the comments if you can't. Or if you can, just let me know. Day after the Packers dropped to the Philadelphia Eagles. Delayed, but I'm not dismayed. They're 3-1. You here? Good. Glad to hear it. Not dismayed. As I said on Twitter earlier this morning, they ran into a really well-coached team with a very talented quarterback. I had them at 3-1 at this point of the season. I thought the loss was going to come in Chicago. They're still at 3-1. Just flipped the wins and the loss. So I'll take it. Obviously, the concerns are plentiful. I think the top of everyone's mind is the health. Guys like Jamal Williams and Devontae Adams. Problematic part is clearly the red zone play calling. Most importantly, the inability to stop the run. The Philadelphia Eagles have a fantastic offensive line, so you really can't completely put it on the fact that the Packers weren't able to execute. They're paid as well. They have a very good front. But at some point, you have to get off a block, and you have to change up what you're doing schematically if you're continually getting gashed. Matt Bowen put up a really good example of a wham play that the Eagles used to take advantage of, I thought, some really passive play up front at times from some of the defensive line. But most of it's correctable. I've seen a lot of they were manhandled up front. I think there's some of that on certain plays, but I don't think that was the majority of the evening. The good news is Aaron Rodgers woke up. That's A-Rod of old right there, baby. He was rising and firing at the top of his drop. There were some plays he'd like to have back. I don't doubt it. They couldn't run the ball. The continuous running on first down was really driving me insane. But for the most part, you know, that's a game they could have won. They probably should have won. I thought they were the much better team for the first part of the game. They just kept settling for field goals. You settle for field goals, and then you throw in the really bad turnover there on their own end at the end of the first half. It's the tail of the game right there. You know, they clean up their own house, they probably win that game. And that's been the case most of the year. It just finally bit them. Hello to everybody in the chat here. Amazing. Katie, I don't feel like we were bad last night. The offense looked much improved aside from the red zone. The biggest concern to me is the run defense. I buy that. I think that's absolutely fair. Sorry, guys. I keep getting delay updates, so I want to make sure I don't miss anything. Yes, I know. Okay, thank you. What's the biggest problem with the run defense? D-line, linebacker? It all works in concert. You know, I don't think it's any one thing. I think it's everybody has to step up. Everybody has to play their technique, play their gaps, play sound defense, play their keys, and execute. I don't think it's a case of one simple thing. If it was, it'd be an easy fix. They'd have fixed it by now. If Graham has two hands at his disposal to make a catch, why not use them? Oh, man, I have no idea. Last night really felt like Aaron Rodgers trying to make Jimmy Graham happen. I really feel like that meme, stop trying to make fetch happen. Stop trying to make Jimmy Graham happen, especially on goal line fades. Oh, shoot him into the sun. Do we miss Mike Daniels? Well, probably a little bit. But there's nothing that they can't do that they want to do without him. They've got the personnel that they need. I haven't broken down the tape yet, so I don't want to say too much about performance of any individual up front. I will just say I think they've got the talent they need on hand to play better against the run, which is essentially what they need to do. Cut Jimmy G. See, that's some day after overreaction nonsense. Zeke could be a nightmare. Yeah, sure, he could be. But remember, they went down there a couple years ago, and everyone was talking about how he was going to be a nightmare. And Dom Capers had a great plan to limit him, and they ultimately won that game. And Zeke's going to eat. He's going to get his, and he got his that time, too. But he didn't take over the game lots of people thought he would. We'll see what Fenton has in store up his sleeve after, you know, a 10-day break. Richard, thank you so much for the super chat. The D is counterfeit. Just kidding. P.S. Kroll's was on point. Richard, you know what's up. Kroll's on game day. Can't beat it, man. What else we got? Don't know why people are downbeat. We're 3-1 and haven't played a full game on all three sides of the ball yet. And when we do, watch out. Well, Tim, that's the question. When do they put it all together? And I'm glad you said all three sides, or three parts of the team, because special teams certainly had their say in the loss last night. You cannot give the Eagles a bunch of short fields as they did on the big return, and then the Crosby kick out of bounds. Although, can you really blame Crosby for kicking it out of bounds? He's probably sick of making tackles. Oh, Michael Gorslein, that's a very funny question, and I have no answer. Bryce, the refs screwed us over big time.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's a loser's lament, right? Got to overcome that nonsense. The refs are terrible for both teams. That's the NFL today. That's the NFL these days. Joe Thomas commented that Pettine doesn't care about giving up run yards as long as he's not giving up big plays. Thoughts? I'm sure there's a kernel of truth to that. I don't think it's as black and white as that, but I don't doubt it. Dom Capers was the same way. That's why you play see both of them playing so much nickel. And it's the same way Rex Ryan used to go when he got away from the bare front. I don't think it's as simple as that, but I do think there's a part that they want to make sure that they guard against the passing game, and that's why they go light. And that's what I'm talking about when I say, you know, they've got the personnel they want to do. And they went heavy a lot. They went three down linemen a bunch against Denver. They went three down linemen somewhat last night. It's just about execution. And I don't really think there has to be a drastic change. They just have to play better. Is Aaron not trusting the other options on offense, or are they just not getting separation? I don't know if their numbers getting called a whole lot. Everyone wants to talk about, you know, the lack of production or whatever by MVS and Geronimo, but when they're called upon, more often than not, they're making plays. I mean, yes, MVS has drops. Devontae had drops his second year. You know, Geronimo, when push came to shove there at the end of the first half, he had two monster plays back-to-back, one for a big gain on third down and then one for a touchdown. You know, when they're called upon, these guys do make plays. They're just not asked to make plays consistently. Rodgers did find MVS a couple times on a scramble drill. I just think people expect, for whatever reason, they expect, you know, five, eight catches and 100 yards every game. And that's just not this offense. They're running things through, last night especially, Devontae Adams and Jimmy Graham. They were really forcing stuff to Jimmy Graham last night. So when that happens, you throw in throws to the running backs, there's just not a lot of opportunities there. Well, the refs did screw the game. Most coaches say what you said, Nagler. LaFleur knows they made awful calls and vehemently said so in press conference. I don't know if he vehemently said it. He said he didn't know what pass interference was anymore. And I agree. I mean, that's a frustrating moment, no doubt about it. But look, given all this nonsense from the refs, they still have the opportunity to win the game. Go win it. Just clean up your own house. You don't have to worry about the refs. It's pretty simple. Will Turf hold out Adams for Dallas? Jay, I will be very, very surprised if he plays in Dallas. Turf is notoriously difficult to come back from. The Dallas turf is pretty unforgiving. I mean, who knows? Only, you know, Devontae and the doctors can talk about pain threshold, what it's going to take to get him on his feet and being able to cut, etc. But last night, you heard the interview where he said he couldn't put his shoe on because it hurt too much. I don't know, 10 days. I know they got a couple extra days there, but hard to see him playing right away. How is Jamal Williams? Teddy, he put up a message on Instagram saying that all is well. Obviously, he's not going to go into specifics, but it's just good to see a message from him saying that he's okay. Jim Schwartz, he sucks. Sly, couldn't agree more. I think he coaches this nonsense. You see his guys constantly taking headshots, lowering their heads, cheap shots. It's the signature of a Jim Schwartz defense. Always has been. Should they have run the ball at least once in the red zone? Well, Travis, they did call the RPO. Jeff Schwartz had a great breakdown of that play up on his Twitter feed. And, I mean, if Aaron just hands it to Aaron Jones, he probably not walks into the end zone, but he probably gets to the end zone. But Aaron pulled it, predetermined it, didn't ride the handoff long enough to suck in the backside, and play got blown up. I can't see Billy Turner taking over at right tackle next year. Yeah, I mean, maybe he's better off at tackle than he is at guard. He continued to struggle last night. He certainly isn't the answer there. Do you think there will be roster or staff changes if our season doesn't go well? Well, they change the roster every year. There will undoubtedly be roster changes. That's part of the life in the NFL. Staff changes, do you mean, do I think they'll fire the coach or coaches? No. Maybe Sean Meninga if the special teams continues to look as poor as it has, but Yeah, no, Pettine's not going anywhere, and the floor certainly isn't going anywhere. DPI on the pick in the end zone, am I nuts? Corey, by the letter of the law, yeah, of course it was. The guys are hugging him before the ball gets there. Oh, sorry about that, guys. You know, he's hugging him before the ball gets there. So, yeah, of course it was. But it's a bang-bang play. In real time, I never would have wanted that called. And, again, don't be in that position. Take care of it the 59 minutes before that. You won't have to worry about it. And Rodgers admitted, if he holds it, it really looked like he predetermined the slant. And he said the coverage dictated it. He had outside leverage. The corner had outside leverage on MVS. So MVS took the slant in. And Rodgers predetermined the throw and snapped it in there. If he waits just a beat, Shepard's breaking open into the corner for probably a pretty easy touchdown. So, you know, it's all stuff you parse through the next day, but it's not something I would get worked up over. I've seen the internet. I know it, the internet is very worked up about that play, but for me, it's meh. Why didn't we see Dexter? Bryce, he was inactive. That was why you didn't see Dexter. How can the Packers not try a QB sneak? Anyone on the team could have tried it. Anyone? Do they have J.K. Scott try it? That would have been fun. Is Dexter ready to step in the number two running back role for a while? Danny's going to have to be if Jamal's down for a while. And that's man up. That's what it's all about. I was on a delay last night and saw your tweet, whelp, before the pick and knew something bad happened. Sorry about that, Steve. Christian, thank you for the super chat. Is Jagger having an all-pro start? Yes. 100%. Yes, he is. Fire Crosby. I'll tell you what, he's got to get it together. He can't be kicking it out of bounds. There's no doubt about that. And look, on the returns, I'm interested to hear if Meninga gets asked, are you telling them to kick it there? Are you willingly allowing them to return it? Why aren't you just kicking it out of the end zone? And if you want him kicked out of the end zone and Crosby is unable to do it, let J.K. Scott do it. He's done it before. Should we try Danny Vitale in the end zone? We should try Danny Vitale all over the field. Serious lack of Danny Vitale so far this year, and I'm very disappointed after how great he looked in training camp. Who is the next man up after Will Redmond and Raven Green still banged up? Yeah, I think that's Josh Jackson's music. Played a little bit last night. And he stepped in after Redmond went down. I think you'll see a healthy dose of him going forward. Stefan, thank you so much for the super chat. Any news about Bulaga? Sorry if that has been asked before. No, it has not been asked, and no, there is no information. LaFleur is set to talk later this afternoon, but I doubt he's going to give up anything. He's been pretty strident not talking about any kind of injury info. I'm sure somebody in the media will have it late Friday afternoon. I'll take one or two more here, people. I think Shep needs more reps. Philip, I agree. I think he may get them. With Devontae, if Devontae's down for a bit. Let's see. Are Rodgers and the head coach job too big for Matt LaFleur? No. I don't think so. Blake Martinez is so trash. Gavin, I could not disagree more. That is a really basic, ridiculous statement. Lights play was terrible. So you guys go to these words, terrible, trash, and that just means I don't have to pay attention to you. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't trash. He's a professional football player playing in a NFL game, playing against the best of the best. Was he winning more often than he was losing? No. Did he hold his own on occasion? Yes. Was he terrible or trash? Man, grow up. Don't be children. Lambeau was pretty amped last night. Matt, Lambeau was out of his mind last night. Third downs were so loud. That's the best I've heard it on third down in a very, very long time. Major props to last night's crowd because they were excellent. All right, I'm going to go find a beer here at this godforsaken airport. Thanks so much. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to your questions. Make sure you're checking Cheesehead TV for all our latest on last night's game as we head into this mini bye before the Packers travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Thanks a lot, everybody. Talk to you soon.